HD Smartcast. You are listening to a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi guys, I am Prasun and I'm back with another episode of
Etc. A podcast
where we talk about everything technology. And this is the one where we take a hot topic
in the industry
and clear all misconceptions around it.
As promised, we'll continue talking about social media in this week's second episode, but today we'll talk about what they're getting wrong in everything that's happening today. So boo, boycott social media, the works. To quickly sum up, Donald Trump posted something which Twitter did not like, and Twitter put warning labels on it, saying that it's violating its community guidelines. Mark Zuckerberg said he will not do that because Facebook shouldn't have that much power. And the rest, as they say, is history. Or it will be soon enough. One thing none of us can deny is that social media does allow information to travel really fast. It's a really powerful source of information. And so we can't really deny that social media companies need to be responsible for how they moderate posts, right? They clearly need to think more about how they moderate content. And in the last episode, one thing I said is that fact checkers are contracted by these companies. What happens in that case is fact checkers get access to certain dashboards, and when they fact check content, it shows up on the platform. But why allow that only to the ones you contract? Why not allow every fact checker in the world that kind of a dashboard? I mean, we could ideally give such access to any and all fact checkers who are approved by the International Fact Checking Network, right? What this would mean is that for every fact checker who may be biased towards a company or a politician or a regime or a religion, there would be more who would not. So they kind of balance each other out. And also, you cannot argue that a social media firm is swaying the fact checker or something like that because they're not being paid by the firm. Other than fact-checking, there's another question. Why fact-check at all? Social media companies claim that they are not liable for the posts that you and I make on the platform. Then they shouldn't have any business fact-checking them either, right? I mean, if you're not liable, then why do you care whether I'm right or wrong? The problem there is that these companies are the only ones who can sort of control how fast information flows or whether it flows. So yeah, maybe they need to exercise some sort of control. But again, what are the laws? Why do they get to decide their own community guidelines? They're all questions that these companies have to answer. And for the most part, they've tried to stay away from gray areas as long as it has to do with powerful people. Many people argue that for regular users, social media platforms will take down posts much more easily than they do with a politician or somebody who is powerful. That, of course, is not right. But more importantly, the question that is being asked is, should politicians be even allowed the gray area? Because if social media companies are going to say that we won't ban content because it's a gray area, then there's a good chance that politicians, or for that matter, any bad actor, will take advantage of that, right? And while you and I may have 2 followers, those people have 2 million. So yeah, they can really affect discourse. Now there's another problem with this. Somebody like Mr. Trump can come and say that here's a law that makes social media companies liable if they intervene with a post. So the moment they apply a fact-checking label to a post, they are now liable for it. Is that right? In a way, yes. Because again, if they're not going to take responsibility, then why fact-check at all? Having said that, a law like this, which Trump did in his recent executive order, and the Indian government has also been planning to dilute the protections that Indian law gives these guys, laws like this could also increase censorship on these platforms. As long as they're not liable for the posts we make, they don't have to really worry about being sued for something that you or I or some politician has said. But if they are, then they will actively try to avoid that. And how will they do that? By censoring more and more content on their platforms. And that's basically by enforcing stricter community guidelines so that people can say less and less and less. And that's not right either. What we're all looking at today is to find a middle ground. And honestly, I don't have the answer. But then nobody seems to have it either. And that's the whole point here. Let's have a better discussion about all of this. Let's form more informed opinions. And maybe one of us will come with an option.
So that's it for this week. What did you guys think of this episode? Is there something you guys would really want me to cover? Write to me. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Undertaker. Yes, you heard that right. That's UNDERTECHER. Or you could just write to podcasts@hindustantimes.com.
This was a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.
Spark innovation across your federal agency with IT hardware, software, and services from Connection Public Sector Solutions. Your technology procurement challenges will meet their match as Connection's dedicated account managers offer exceptional customer service, and our extensive list of supported federal contracts means you'll always get a price that works for your budget. Learn more about innovation for your agency with Connection Public Sector Solutions at connection.com/fedcontracts.